Good evening. Welcome. I'd like to welcome all of you who gathered here in this historic church of St. Stanislaus Kostka, our Lady of Częstochowa parish now, which is also the oldest church building in the diocese of Saginaw. We gather here to listen to the glee club of the University of Notre Dame, your vocal choir. I fell in love with this choir 6 years ago when my son Paul joined the glee club and sang for 4 full years in all that choir, beautiful choir. And we are very grateful to the members of the choir and to the director, Mr. Daniel Stoy, for accepting our invitation. The church is the house of prayer And now I would like to invite all of you to join me and pray as Jesus has taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
and during the month of October, where so many roses are prayed around the world, let us invoke the intercession of Notre Dame, Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and pray together, Hail Mary,
full of grace.
Glory be to the Father, and to the
Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I would like to ask all of you who own the cell phones to turn them down so they don't interrupt the singing of the choir. And also, there will be intermission. Probably around 10-15 minutes of time, and if you'd like to use the restrooms, they are located in the back of the, actually by the front entrance of the church. And we have a few friendly ushers who will direct you. In case if you have any need, there are several of them standing in the back of the church, and they will help you. So I guess we are ready. Let me introduce to you the Glee Club of the University of Notre Dame.
Thank you. second of seven concerts on our fall tour. The guys giving up their hard-earned fall breaks to come out on the road and bring music to wonderful crowds like this in this spectacular space, and also for fellowship and fun with one another. We began in outside Grand Rapids yesterday afternoon, and tonight up here down to Rochester tomorrow night, and then onward to the East Coast before last returning to South Bend for the beginning of the end, I guess, of the fall term. We begin with Give Us Some Music, a piece composed for us by David Conti, a wonderful choral composer from the San Francisco Conservatory. We move on now to some Latin-texted works. First of all, Salve Regina, a piece also composed for us by Tim Tkach, a composer from Minnesota, a founding member of the great men's vocal group Contours, a piece modeled on one of our signature works you'll hear at the end of this half of the concert, the Ave Maria of Franz Biebl, which has a small choir, a small ensemble, backed up by a full chorus. We'll move on then to a couple of motets by Vittoria, Domine non sum dignus, a piece, penitential work, but taken from a text from the Mass. And then O Regem Caeli, a beautiful Christmas motet. And finally, O Magnum Mysterium, one of the real modern classics of the last few decades. Morten Lorenzen was a composer for a long time at USC. So we're thrilled to have you here. Thank you so much for coming out, and we hope you enjoy our country. different faith traditions, Christian faith traditions here in the States. First, we have a kind of a rousing call to a camp meeting. There's a meeting going on, a gospel tune. Our soloists are kind of a sextet here, and they include bass in his own Adam Kaczynski among them. After that, we have a couple of songs from the shape note tradition, this 19th century singing style, rather rugged singing style. Some of the great hymns come out of this tradition. First of all, we have Weeping Mary, and that one is set more or less in the style in which it appeared in The Social Harp, which was a companion volume to the one maybe you're more familiar with, The Sacred Harp. The Social Harp was printed in the 1850s. The Sacred Harp was printed in the mid-1830s. So this all predates the Civil War. And after that, Farewell, My Friends, also another song from this same publication, The Social Harp. John McCurry wrote both tunes. The second arrangement of Farewell, My Friends is in a more contemporary style. Curtis Hurd is a musician from Los Angeles. Soloist on that piece is Eric Klaus. And then after that, an African-American spiritual, certainly a very crucially important faith tradition among the Christian denominations in this country, one the antebellum Christian community was divided, as so much of the country was. A great deal of the abolitionist movement arose in the Christian denominations, and there were also some rather tortured theologies supporting slavery in the Christian community in the United States as well. So the legacy is certainly mixed. This arrangement of Wade in the Water of well-known spirituals is quite restless, almost foreboding. It's really a great arrangement. It's by a Glee Club alumnus, Patrick Quigley, who has gone on to great things as a professional musician in Florida, in the Miami area. We have two soloists on that Hunter couple, and Quint Mediate. And then finally after that, Jonah's song, a song composed by Peter Shickley, the same guy that has an alter ego, P.D.Q. Bach, but this one is his serious song, Jonah's song. It sounds, again, like a gospel tune in a way, but also has kind of this rather bold step of a medieval procession, a great song, with text taken from Melville's Moby Dick, so some songs from various Christian faith traditions.
There is a meeting here now.
Thank you.
directed that it stand at the forefront of his collected works to be published upon his death. And the elegy poem, the last line reads, "I hope to meet my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar," using this nautical conceit to describe a passage from this world to the next.
Thank you. final song of the first half of our show, a two-choir rendition of Franz Biebel's Ave Maria. Thank you.
Thank you. so lovely.